Hello.
Hey.
So today we are going to talk about questions you should ask your wedding photographer. Mm-hmm. So when we first start chatting with a couple, there's usually two groups of people. The first group is we ask them, so what kind of questions can we answer for you? And they say, what questions are we supposed to ask? And then the second group of people have this like laundry list they've taken off of Pinterest of all the questions that you could ask a photographer.
And both are correct.
Absolutely. And we really get everything in between, but yeah. Feel free to ask as many questions as you want, but what we thought we would do is go ahead and take one of the most popular set of questions, which is from The Knot, and just go ahead and answer them all for you.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do today.
Yeah.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks. All right, so our first question is, what style do you specialize in?
So we would describe our style as bright, fun, and natural. So really take a look at our Instagram and our blog and dive into some of our work and take a look and just see if you like it, because those adjectives could really describe an array of styles.
Mm-hmm.
So just take a look, see what you're pinning, see what you tend to follow on Instagram, and just go from there.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is, will the photos be retouched and color balanced? Is that something that is done before I see the proofs?
Yes, so all our images are edited by ourselves with our style. So you won't see any type of raw image or anything like that. Everything you receive from our gallery will be fully edited. Next question, how many weddings have you shot and how many do you do in a year? Also, what's your favorite part of a wedding day and time of year to shoot?
Oh, dang, that's a bunch of questions.
That's a bunch of questions.
Okay, so we've been shooting weddings since 2012.
Exactly.
And we shoot roughly 10 weddings a year. We cap the amount of weddings that we shoot to somewhere around 10. My favorite part of a wedding day is, oh gosh, it's hard. Probably the first look. We love being able to spend that time with just our bride and groom, and to be able to just watch that sweet moment happen.
And we did a whole audio blog on it as well.
That's true. We'll link it here.
Yeah.
and then favorite time of year to shoot. I don't know. We really love the fall. So yeah. Probably that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you shoot both digital and film?
We shoot 100% digital for all our sessions, weddings, engagements, all that kind of stuff. We do mess around with film, just personally, though.
Just for fun.
Because it's fun. If you shoot film, which we don't, so maybe we'll skip this question. what exactly is included in your packages?
That's a great question. We will send all of our package information when we first hear from you so that you can see everything that can be included.
Mm-hmm.
But our basic package includes 8 hours of coverage on a wedding day, which we've kind of found is the sweet spot for most people. It includes an engagement session, which we feel like is really important to get to know you a little bit better. And then it also includes an online gallery of all of your edited images. Okay, the next one is, how many hours of coverage do we get, and what is the charge for overtime?
Great question. Already answered, kind of. we do have an option for you to add as many hours as you want on a wedding day. We also have a larger package that's an all-inclusive, which has a couple of these other items, like albums and stuff like that, you can add on instead.
And additional hours,
yeah. What is the deposit and total fee?
Right after we hear from you and get to chat with you, we'll send over a quote that has our contract and an invoice included. So we become official when we receive 50% retainer and a signed contract.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Will you be my actual photographer or will it be one of your associates?
It will actually be us in the flesh, people.
No. Michael and Laura Photography.
Exactly, yeah. So we do all of our shooting. We don't have anybody that works underneath us. It's just us, so... Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have backup photographers who will shoot the wedding if you are sick?
This has never happened in all of our years of photography,
mm-hmm.
but we do have a really solid network of photographers that we can reach out to in the event that something happens. So we have a huge pool of a ton of photographers in our area and all throughout Virginia and even further that we can reach out to in the event of an emergency.
Yeah.
Okay, next. Will there be a second shooter or any assistants? Is there an additional fee for each?
There is no additional fee because you get both of us, and we are both each other's assistant.
And
I
that
guess.
Is included in your
package. Yeah, and it's included. So, no. How will you coordinate with my videographer, and how do you envision working together?
We've worked with tons of videographers before, and we typically will email them before the wedding day just to be able to touch base, and then we spend the first little part of the day kind of talking through what their style is and what we can both expect from each other, so that we can really make sure that we're working together as a unit, because it can be a lot, especially if they have multiple people, and then there's also the two of us, so we make sure that we kind of can flow together well.
Yeah.
How many weddings do you do in a weekend?
We have done doubleheaders before, which is like a Saturday, Sunday, or Friday, Saturday wedding. That doesn't really change anything for your day. The only thing that will be happening on your day is your wedding. How long after the wedding do we get to see the photos?
So we kind of do a slow rollout of pictures. So first you'll see a sneak peek, then you'll see our blog post, and then in about 4 weeks after your wedding day, you will get the full gallery delivered. So that is first shot to last shot, you'll get everything.
Yeah.
Have you ever shot at my venue before?
Maybe. We have shot at a lot of places all around Virginia, and a little outside of that as well. This all really depends on, obviously, where you're getting married. But we do have some people that ask us a follow-up question to this, which is, will you come and check out the venue ahead of time if you haven't shot there before?
Mm-hmm.
And this we typically say is just something that's not necessary. What we do instead is get there early on the wedding day to make sure we know where we want to shoot and what would look best in the current lighting and situation like that. And also Google is a great reference to see what things look like.
We do stalk our venues
We stalk other photographers that have shot there as well. So we definitely do our homework on it.
Yeah, and I would say that one of the main reasons that we don't is because for our own wedding, we had this big, beautiful tree that we wanted our pictures to be around and we wanted our ceremony to be at. And if our photographer had gone there and scouted all of this out, she would have been very disappointed on our wedding day because about a week before, there was a huge hurricane and this tree was knocked over. So it really isn't super beneficial to visit a venue a year before or months before, or whatever, because you don't know what might be different. So instead, we show up a little bit early.
Yeah. Will you follow a shot list, or do you prefer to have free reign to capture the festivities how you see fit? That's a good question.
That is a good question. So we don't typically follow a shot list. We have a list of things in our head that we always try to capture in a wedding day. But we do ask in our pre-wedding questionnaire for a couple of things from our couple. So one is a list of all the family they want taken. So all the family formals and different combinations, we make sure that we have that listed out so that we know exactly what you want there. And then the second is any special moments or things that we might not know about or think to shoot otherwise. So that's like if you had your grandma's lace from her wedding dress wrapped around your bouquet, or a pin in the inside of your dress that we might never see otherwise. We ask for you to list out those things so that we can make sure we get detailed shots of those. Okay, if you provide print albums, what type of paper will you use? Interesting.
Yeah. So our albums are all printed on either like a linen or leather cover. And then the pages come in either thick or thin bound. It's a lay flat album. So when you turn a page, the whole thing, if spreads go across the page, which we like to do, it will all lay flat and look completely seamless.
Yes, they are gorgeous, high quality albums, and we can send you tons of examples of pictures, and even let you see one in person if you're interested in that
one. Yeah, and we did an instant video recently of one of our newest albums that came in too.
That's very true. I'll link that here.
Yeah. What are the restrictions for sharing photos online or for publication? Do you own the copyright to the photos?
So in our contract, we give the rights to our clients for all of your images. So you are able to share however you would like for personal use. We just ask that you don't edit the pictures so that people who see them can know what to expect from us.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes, we own the copyrights of the photos, so we are also able to share for promotional use and for other clients and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you bring your own lighting?
Yes, we do. We use off-camera flash very often for receptions, especially when it gets a little later on. But we are traditionally natural light photographers, mm-hmm. which means for most of your portrait sessions, we want to use as much of the surrounding area and the surrounding natural light because we think it looks best.
That's true. Yeah. Michael is definitely a gear guy, though.
Yes,
he's always
a lot of stuff.
Trying out new
flash
setups.
These bags are heavy.
I'm trying to convince him to get a wagon.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Lastly, what will you wear?
Oh, well, it depends on the day.
Yeah.
But typically we try to blend in with your wedding guests.
Yeah.
So we try to show up looking as though we are a guest to your wedding. Michael will always be wearing his signature bow tie.
That's right.
And I'll probably be in a dress or a jumpsuit, something that makes us look like guests.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are all the questions. If you have any other questions, please let us know.
There are a lot of lists out there, so there are plenty of other questions that could be something that you may be wanting to ask.
Absolutely. Feel free to ask away.
Yeah.